Thank you for listening to the Dodgers betting briefing. Getting out a little late, but it's really the overall concept of it that the Rays in the next 2 to 3 games are going to have a little bit of an edge. And then the Dodgers at the end, you know, game 5, game 6, game 7, the edge will go to the Dodgers, right? This is the ESBC betting podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is to make me money, but we share business and financial concepts. So as we get into this double dip recession, there'll be another recession after the election, that you are making money watching sports, right? In the gig economy, you can't just watch games. You have to be making money off these games. And you have to just can't watch the World Series. You have to be making money watching the World Series. And the way you make money, I would say in game 2, would be betting the Rays. And Blake Snell in the beginning just to get some momentum going. And then the bats got to wake up at some point a little bit, even though they suck to begin with Tampa Bay. Last night, it was basically returned to the mean. Kershaw dominated, but really the matchup is going to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's the key to the whole thing for the Dodgers, the key for the whole series for the Rays. If they can get him out, they'll do well. So what happened last night? Last night, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith, went 1 for 5, and he got an RBI. So that can't happen. And then behind him was Bellinger, and Bellinger had 2 RBIs. And he also hit one out, right? So you have Bellinger protecting Will Smith. If Will Smith hits, gets on base, you have to pitch to Bellinger. And everything becomes a disaster. You got to look for Chris Taylor and Jock Peterson. Chris Taylor had 2 hits yesterday. So, again, the Rays used their A bullpen for, you know, Mookie Betts, Seager, Turner, right? And then used their B bullpens for Muncy, Smith, Taylor, and Peterson. But you got Bellinger right mixing in the middle of it, because if I know it, what the Rays are doing, so do the Dodgers. So that's the key, right? That's going to be the key. And I, you know, the Rays have an advantage earlier in the series, and the Dodgers have an advantage later. All right. So that is your betting briefing. Game 2, we're going to go with the Rays. You're going to get a plus number and go under 8 runs. And the recap yesterday was really that the Rays bullpen, right, cannot contain water. The B bullpen got beat by the lower end of the Dodger lineup. So the Rays bullpen against the lower end of the Dodger lineup, that's what you evaluate watching the games so you can make money watching them. Remember, make money watching sports. This is Josh Viscay making you the money watching sports today. We're going to get, in the next couple of days, we're going to get the NFL betting wrap-up of week number 6, and then we're going to give you the winners of week number 7. We're sitting at 63%, 52% is break even, 52.5. So we're making you money there. College football, we're in the 60s as well. All right, making money watching sports. Have a good one.